This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to rebuild trust between two departments whose lack of synergy is hurting results. A practical process for restoring cross-departmental trust and team synergy. In short, after reading this, you will be able to guide two conflicting departments through a structured process that restores trust and rebuilds productive team synergy. Name the breakdown honestly before you attempt to fix it. Create shared goals that require both departments to cooperate. Build accountability structures that prevent the same patterns from returning. Definition: team synergy rebuilding is the structured process of restoring trust, shared purpose, and productive collaboration between departments that have developed conflict, resentment, or communication breakdown. It requires honest diagnosis, deliberate repair, and consistent follow-through to create lasting cross-departmental cooperation. I have watched two departments tear a company apart without anyone throwing a single punch. It was slow, quiet, and devastating. Sales blamed operations for missing deadlines. Operations blamed sales for overpromising. Both teams were right, and the result suffered every week. The silence continued. The real difficulty is not that people do not want things to improve. Most of them do. The problem is that by the time the damage is visible, both sides have built up enough history, enough small grievances, enough frustration, that stepping forward feels like losing. Nobody wants to be the one who blinks first. Nobody wants to admit how badly the lack of team synergy has hurt the work. That is exactly where this guide begins. In this guide, you'll get a clear, practical process for team synergy rebuilding that you can use immediately, even if both departments are still defensive and wary. If you want to understand the warning signs that brought you here in the first place, signs your team lacks synergy, and how to fix it, is worth reading first. Why restoring cross-departmental trust is harder than it looks. You already know you need to fix this. That knowing has not made it easier. Understanding something is broken and knowing how to repair it are two entirely different things. The gap between those two positions is where most attempts at rebuilding cross-departmental relationships stall and fail. Here is what makes this genuinely hard. History accumulates faster than trust does. Every missed deadline, every unanswered email, and every blame-filled meeting adds weight to the relationship. Trust builds slowly, but resentment can root itself in a single afternoon. Both sides feel they are the injured party. When two departments are in conflict, each team usually has a list of legitimate grievances. That shared sense of injury makes it nearly impossible for either side to take the first generous step without feeling like they are surrendering. Leaders are often the last to see the full picture. Department heads hear their own team's version of events. They rarely hear the other side's experience with equal clarity. That blind spot shapes every decision they make about the situation. Structural problems get blamed on personalities. When the real issue is unclear shared goals or poorly designed handover processes, it is far easier to blame the difficult person in the other department. Personal blame feels satisfying in the short term, but it solves nothing. Short-term pressure kills long-term repair. Rebuilding trust requires time and consistency. When results are already suffering, most leaders want a fast fix, and there's no fast fix for this. Repair attempts without structure feel like theatre. A single offsite, a forced team lunch, or a well-meaning speech from leadership will not shift years of accumulated friction. Without a real system, it signals that leadership does not understand what actually broke. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, leadership commitment from both sides. Both department heads must be genuinely willing to participate, not just tolerating the process, because they were told to. If one leader is reluctant, that reluctance will filter down and poison every interaction. Confirm commitment privately with each leader before you begin any joint process. Number two, an honest diagnosis of what broke. You cannot fix something you have not named. Before any joint session, each department needs to clearly articulate what went wrong from their perspective, including what they contributed to the breakdown. This is not blame, it is honesty. Without this clarity, every repair attempt will work around the real problem rather than through it. Number three, a shared understanding that this will take time. Set that expectation explicitly. Rebuilding team synergy after genuine conflict is not a one-meeting exercise. Both sides need to commit to a process, not a single event. Leaders who frame this as a quick fix are setting up the next breakdown. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Hold a structured acknowledgement session. This step creates the honest starting point that every repair requires. You cannot build forward from a place both sides are still arguing about. Before any talk of solutions, both departments need a structured opportunity to say what actually happened, to feel heard, and to acknowledge the damage. This is not a therapy session. It is a direct, facilitated conversation with clear ground rules and a defined outcome. Bring both teams into the same room, with a neutral person leading the conversation. Set 3 rules. At the start, one person speaks at a time, no interrupting, and all statements are about impact, not intent. Ask each department to prepare 2 things what the breakdown cost them, and 1 thing they did that made it worse. Give each team uninterrupted time to share their experience, while the other side listens, without responding. After both teams have spoken, ask each side to reflect back what they heard from the other team. Do not rush to solutions in this session. The acknowledgement is the work. Close the session by asking both departments, what would need to be true for this to work differently? Example. A marketing team and a product team had not spoken directly in 4 months, routing everything through their managers. In the acknowledgement session, marketing said they felt constantly dismissed when they raised customer concerns. Product said they felt marketing made promises about features that did not exist. Neither team had fully understood the other's pressure until that moment. The session ended without solutions. But for the first time, both teams understood what the other side had actually experienced. That understanding was the foundation everything else was built on. After this step, both sides have named the problem. Now you can build a structure on honest ground. Step 2. Establish shared goals that require both departments. Separate goals create separate loyalties. Shared goals create the conditions for genuine collaboration. One of the deepest roots of cross-departmental conflict is that each team is measured on different things, often things that pull in opposite directions. Sales wants speed, operations wants accuracy. Marketing wants creative risk, product wants predictable delivery. When success means something different to each team, competition is the natural result. You have to change what success means. Work with both department heads to identify 2 or 3 outcomes that neither team can achieve alone. These should be real business outcomes with real metrics, not vague aspirations. Publish these shared goals so both teams can see them and understand why they matter. This is also an ideal point to reference what is role clarity and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy with both teams. Identify the current performance gap that is directly caused by the departmental breakdown. Work with both leaders to define 2 or 3 shared outcomes with measurable targets. Confirm that neither team can hit these targets working independently. Write the shared goals in plain language and post them where both teams can see them. Review progress on shared goals in joint meetings, not separate department updates. When both teams are pulling toward the same finish line, the dynamic between them begins to shift. They still have separate roles, but they now have a common reason to make those roles work together. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Create a communication protocol for the boundary between teams. Most cross-departmental friction lives in the handover, the place where one team's work becomes another team's responsibility. That boundary is where misunderstandings multiply, where assumptions get made, and where blame accumulates when things go wrong. A clear, agreed communication protocol does not eliminate all friction, but it removes the structural ambiguity that allows friction to become conflict. This is the practical infrastructure that supports everything else. Design the protocol with both teams in the room, not for them. People follow systems they helped build. For teams recovering from conflict, this joint design process is also part of the repair. You may find how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy useful when these protocol conversations become tense. Map every point where one department hands work to the other and name what currently goes wrong at each point. For each handover point, agree on what information is passed, in what format, by when, and who is responsible. Establish a single escalation contact in each department for urgent issues. Set a weekly or fortnightly joint check-in short, and focused to catch problems before they become crises. Agree on response time expectations for cross-departmental requests and write them down. Example, a finance team and an HR team were locked in recurring conflict over headcount approvals. Finance felt HR submitted incomplete requests. HR felt finance delayed approvals without explanation. Together, they designed a single shared intake form and committed to a 48-hour response standard. The form took 20 minutes to create. Within 1 month, the recurring conflict had dropped significantly because the structural ambiguity that fed it was gone. With the protocol in place, both teams have clear expectations. That clarity alone removes a large proportion of the daily friction. Step 4. Build cross-departmental relationships at the working level. Leaders can agree to rebuild trust, but the real relationship lies between the people doing the daily work. When two departments have been in conflict, people at the working level have often developed real antipathy toward colleagues in the other team, sometimes toward specific individuals. That interpersonal friction does not disappear because leaders have shaken hands. It has to be addressed directly through structured contact that builds familiarity and respect over time. You cannot force people to like each other, but you can create conditions where they understand each other better. Pair one person from each department on a short joint project with a clear, achievable goal and a defined end date. Rotate these pairings over time so that cross-departmental familiarity spreads across the full team, not just between a few individuals. Establish a short, regular joint working session where both teams review progress on shared goals together. Encourage department heads to visibly model respectful, direct communication with their counterpart. When a cross-departmental relationship works well, name it publicly so both teams can see what good looks like. Interpersonal trust builds through repeated positive contact. Every small, successful collaboration adds a new data point that challenges the story each team has built about the other. Over time, those data points accumulate into a different relationship. Step 5. Address conflict directly when it re-emerges. Trust that cannot survive its first real test was never solid to begin with. Conflict will return. That is not a failure of the process. It is the nature of two teams with different pressures working in close relationship. What changes after genuine team synergy rebuilding is not the absence of friction, but the presence of the skill and the will to address it directly before it escalates. This is where many rebuilding efforts fall apart. Leaders treat the reappearance of tension as evidence the process failed, rather than as a normal challenge requiring the tools they have built. When conflict re-emerges, name it early. Left unaddressed, small tensions compound fast. How unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy gives you the language for exactly this moment. When tension appears, address it in the joint check-in within the same week, not at the next quarterly review. Use the same acknowledgement structure from step 1. Each side states the impact, not the intent. Ask both parties, what do you need from the other team right now? Rather than who was wrong. If the conflict involves specific individuals, address it privately with both people present before bringing it to the wider group. After resolution, briefly name what was handled and how, so both teams see the model working in practice. Example, 3 months into the repair process, a product team missed a critical deadline that affected a marketing launch. The marketing lead sent a sharp email to the full product team. Rather than letting it spiral, the joint lead called a direct conversation between the two department heads the following day. They used the same structure from their original acknowledgement session: impact first, contribution second, and what is needed next. The email was addressed, the relationship held, and both teams saw that the process worked under real pressure. Every conflict that is handled well adds strength to the relationship. That is the evidence of genuine synergy taking hold. Step 6. Build joint accountability into regular operations. Synergy that is not built into the regular rhythm of work will fade when the repair effort loses momentum. The deepest risk after a successful repair process is that both teams gradually drift back to their old patterns once attention moves elsewhere. Human beings are creatures of habit, and old habits are more comfortable than new disciplines. The only reliable protection is to embed the new patterns into the operational structure itself, into meetings, into reporting, into how performance is measured and discussed. This is how temporary repair becomes lasting change. Add a standing cross-departmental agenda item to both departments' regular team meetings: what is working across the boundary and what needs attention. Include shared goal progress in both departments' performance reporting, not just individual team metrics. Create a simple shared log where both teams track successful collaborations and unresolved friction points. Schedule a quarterly review of the communication protocol to adjust it as work evolves. Recognize and name cross-departmental collaboration publicly when it contributes to results. When accountability is built into the structure, it no longer depends on goodwill or memory. The system holds the new behavior in place while the relationship continues to strengthen beneath it. This is also worth reading alongside How to Rebuild Team Synergy After Conflict or Organizational Change for a broader view of how organizational change can accelerate or threaten the progress you've made. Adapting this process for large organizations. When two departments each have 50 or more people, the complexity of rebuilding trust multiplies significantly. In large organizations, you cannot put everyone in the same room, the communication chains are longer, and the chance that misinformation travels faster than the repair process is very real. The core steps remain the same, but the execution requires careful scaling. Start with leaders, then cascade. The acknowledgement session and shared goal setting should begin at the leadership level. Once leaders have aligned, they carry that conversation down into their own teams in structured smaller groups. Never attempt a full team acknowledgement session across two large departments. Simultaneously, the dynamics become unmanageable. Assign cross-departmental liaison roles. In large teams, no individual can maintain relationships across the full breadth of both departments. Designate two or three people in each team whose explicit role includes cross-departmental communication. Give these people clear authority to resolve minor friction without escalation, and make sure both departments know who these people are. Create visible shared metrics. In large organizations, it is easy for individuals to feel disconnected from abstract goals. Make the shared metrics visible in both departments' physical or digital workspaces. When people can see progress toward a common target, it creates a sense of shared momentum even across large numbers. Shorten feedback loops. The larger the organization, the longer it takes for a problem to surface through normal reporting channels. Build shorter, informal check-in mechanisms between the liaison contacts so that friction is caught and named within days, not months. The core process holds. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes that undermine cross-departmental repair. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: announcing a rebuild without diagnosing the breakdown first. Why it happens. Leaders feel pressure to move fast and signal action. What to do instead? Spend time with each team separately before any joint session. You need to understand what each side actually experienced before you can design a repair that addresses the real problem. The mistake: treating the first joint session as a solution rather than a starting point. Why it happens. One good meeting can feel like progress, and it is tempting to declare victory. What to do instead? Frame the first session explicitly as step one of a longer process. Set the next meeting before you leave the first one. The mistake: focusing on interpersonal relationships while leaving structural problems in place. Why it happens. Relationship repair feels more human and accessible than redesigning processes. What to do instead? Address both simultaneously. Warm relationships cannot survive broken systems. Fix the handover process and the relationship together. A mistake: letting one department carry more of the repair burden than the other. Why it happens. In most conflicts, one side is more visibly at fault, so the pressure lands on them. What to do instead? Both departments must contribute equally to the repair effort, regardless of who caused more of the damage. An equal burden creates fresh resentment. The mistake: skipping the accountability structures once the relationship feels better. Why it happens? When things are going well, the formal structures feel unnecessary. What to do instead? Keep the structures in place precisely because things are going well. They are the reason things are going well. Also consider reading How to Give Feedback. Strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it to maintain the quality of communication as the relationship stabilizes. The mistake: not using a clear framework to guide the difficult early conversations. Why it happens. Leaders assume good intentions are enough to navigate hard conversations. What to do instead? Use a structured approach. How to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown gives you exactly that. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. Both department heads have confirmed genuine commitment to the repair process. You have diagnosed the breakdown separately with each team before any joint session. The acknowledgement session has been held with clear ground rules and a neutral facilitator. Both departments have shared their experience and reflected back what they heard from the other side. Shared goals have been identified that require both departments to cooperate. A communication protocol has been designed jointly for every key handover point. Cross-departmental pairings are in place for at least one joint working project. A joint check-in cadence has been established and scheduled in both teams' calendars. An escalation contact has been named in each department for urgent cross-boundary issues. Shared goal progress is included in both departments' regular performance reporting. Conflict re-emergence has been addressed directly rather than allowed to accumulate. The communication protocol has been reviewed and updated as the work evolved. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a structured, practical process for rebuilding trust between two departments that have lost the ability to work well together. You can move from diagnosis to repair to embedded accountability, step by step, without pretending that goodwill alone is enough. Name the breakdown honestly before you attempt any repair. Acknowledgement is not weakness. It is the only solid foundation. Shared goals are the engine of genuine collaboration. Without them, departments will always drift back toward separate loyalties. The handover boundary between departments is where most friction lies. Fix the structure there and much of the conflict dissolves. Cross-departmental relationships must be built at the working level, not just between leaders. Conflict will return. What matters is that you address it directly and early, using the same honest structure you started with. Accountability structures must be embedded in regular operations, or the repair will fade when attention moves on. Team synergy rebuilding is a practice, not a one-time event. Consistency is what makes it permanent. For teams that have experienced significant organizational change alongside this conflict, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change will add important context. If the early conversations feel too charged to manage without a structure, how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown gives you a proven framework for exactly those moments. And if you're still seeing the early warning signs of breakdown, start with signs your team lacks synergy and how to fix it before you try to repair what you've not yet fully named. Team synergy rebuilding is never comfortable work, but every team that comes through it ends up stronger than they were before the break. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy rebuilding between departments? Team synergy rebuilding is the deliberate process of restoring trust, communication, and shared purpose between two groups that have stopped working well together. It requires structured conversation, honest acknowledgement of the breakdown, and consistent follow-through to re-establish cooperation over time. How long does team synergy rebuilding take after a departmental conflict? There's no fixed timeline, but most teams begin to see meaningful improvement within 6 to 8 weeks of consistent effort. The depth of the original breakdown determines the pace. Shallow friction clears faster than deep-rooted resentment that has built over months or years. What causes the lack of synergy between departments? The most common causes are unclear shared goals, poor communication habits, competing priorities, and unresolved past conflicts. When two departments do not understand each other's pressures or constraints, mistrust builds naturally. Most breakdowns are structural problems, not personality problems. How do you start team synergy rebuilding when both sides are resistant? Start with the leaders, not the teams. When department heads model honest, respectful communication, the teams follow. Open the first conversation with a clear acknowledgement of the breakdown and a genuine question about what each side needs going forward, rather than assigning blame. Can team synergy be rebuilt without addressing past grievances? No. Attempting to rebuild synergy without addressing past grievances is like painting over rust. The surface looks better briefly, but the damage continues underneath. Both departments need a structured space to name what went wrong before they can commit to a different way of working together. What role does role clarity play in cross-departmental team synergy? Role clarity is foundational. When each department understands its own responsibilities and the other team's remit, overlap and blame reduce significantly. Many synergy breakdowns begin because teams are unclear about who owns what at the boundary between departments, which creates friction and resentment over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.